Bring It Home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, first day of school, right?
Yes,
Is that where
today
your family is?
they are both in school
Oh,
today. I'm
wow.
telling
Now,
you.
what grades are we?
Should I say?
I don't know. I don't know. Because
Yes.
let's say why I asked you that question. So
Yes.
there was a post that was made a few weeks ago by the Perry Township Police Department. Shout out to them in Ohio. They did an illustration of a vehicle, and it had a whole lot of different bumper stickers and all these
Yeah,
decals. You
right.
know, we see people driving around town with these, and they talked about the possible hidden meanings and how all of
Oh.
those things could be used against your family.
Well, that is definitely something to think about.
Now, this isn't a pleasant topic.
No.
To school, but we want to start back the
Yes.
year safely. And sometimes we share so much just by being in the car rider line, just by being at the grocery store,
Oh,
just driving
yeah.
around town.
Oh, I agree. And we're doing this for back to school because one of the first things people often put on their car is a school decal.
Yeah, a proud parent of
Yes.
a so-and-so elementary student. You see it all
Right.
the
You do.
time.
And you want to be proud of your student
Yes,
and
you
their
do.
school, but you want to think about, do I want everybody to know where my kid might be? I don't mind if my circle knows,
Yeah.
and everybody in my town, because there's only one school, but
Everybody in your town. Now,
Yes.
what if there's somebody there that's not from your town and they're
Right.
there to do evil and not good?
Well, and I just don't want to blast that around. They're gonna know where my kid is and the playground and all
They're
that kind of
also
stuff.
going to know where you go every day. So,
Oh,
say your kid
true.
is not the target. Maybe the adults are the target, but they're going to know, okay, this child goes to this school. So, early mornings, afternoon hours.
That is very true. It's not just the child. They could be, okay, well, they probably won't be home, so I can make a mad dash.
Yes,
Right. So
yes.
that's something to consider for sure as we start back to school. We've both seen this, and
Yeah.
I have friends that have these, like sports and like dance decals, like a baseball with your kid's not in
A
it. Or...
soccer ball, a little
Yeah.
ballerina. It
Yeah.
just kind of tells you what the kids are into.
Right. That
Yeah.
tells me, okay, like they're probably gone a lot because these things require
They got
practice.
practice, they got games, recitals, all
Yeah.
these types of things. And so your house could be a target. So
Right.
say you do live in a small town and people pretty much know that's your vehicle. Oh, she's playing baseball now or softball. They
Yeah.
have games on Wednesdays.
Yeah, because everybody
So
knows.
Wednesday is when, nobody's going to be home. Another thing it can do, though, it can give you conversation starters for people to
Oh,
strike up
yeah.
a conversation with your children. Oh, so you like basketball. And then they can
Yeah.
form a relationship with your child even online. Think about that.
That's true. And a lot of times you don't just see like a number, you see their name. So, I could say, oh, Ava, you like to dance. And like, okay, the child's like, well, they know my
They
name.
know my name. They know what I
So
like to
they could
do.
be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a conversation can definitely get started. So while we're proud of the activities, we
Absolutely.
may be compromising a little bit of safety by driving around with it.
Another one to look at, and we've all seen these, is the baby on board.
Oh, they're so cute.
They
That
are,
could be a danger.
Well, okay, if you've ever had a baby or a toddler in your
Yeah.
vehicle, it's very easy to get distracted because
Yeah.
you, especially if you have like a load of groceries and a child, like I gotta deal, get this kid in the
And
car
a baby
seat.
bag and
Yes.
all these
All
things.
the stuff, and then I gotta get my cart unloaded.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not paying 100% to what's going on around me because I'm focused on getting my kid in the car
Right.
buckled
There's
in
a lot going
and
on.
all that. So, that would be an easy target for people that are distracted.
Yeah. So I can see that. And so then you could become a target for a crime, and the crime may be something against your person, but it could be to steal some of your items or to,
Yeah, like
target
she's not
something in your
looking, I can
vehicle.
grab something
Yeah.
out of this cart real quick. Yeah, easily.
Yeah. You are distracted with the baby on board decals. Well, we see them and we don't think very much about it,
No, because we
but
don't mean ill will towards
well, I
anybody,
guess that's why. Sweet baby on board,
Yes.
but it's not sweet to everybody.
No. Another one is like, especially where we live
Yeah.
in rural West Tennessee, hunting decals.
Okay, so why would that be a target? Well, I know this. Because if you're a hunter, you might have expensive equipment and it might be somewhere in your vehicle. It might be in your garage. You know, they could follow you to your house or, you know, in your home. And so, yeah, that could be a target for theft.
And also, you know, people that hunt are gone at specific times during the day. So people that know that would know, hey, they're
Oh.
probably not going to be home.
'Cause like those days we all hear about, oh, today is the first day of this season and
Opening
that
day of
season.
this.
And so if you're enough of a hunter to have it like posted on your car, you're probably going to be engaged with those days.
And this, I mean, some of our listeners may think, well, this is kind of overboard, but you know, in this day and time, you just want to be aware
We're
for
just
sure.
having the discussion so
Yeah, just
families
things
can
to
kind of
consider.
decide for themselves whether they want to share this much
Exactly.
information. Now, you see this a lot. I see pet decals. It's
Right.
like, you know, to have a picture of a little dog and it'll say Stormy. You know, that's the little
Yeah.
puppy's name or something.
Right.
And so we're giving you the dog's name. And so what can that lead to?
Well, that may, you know, some people, and we know people who have lost their pets have been stolen, you know, or hey, this, okay, I know they got some kids because they got this stuff on the back, and then they got the little dog and the name. So I can approach the child and say, oh, I heard about Stormy, you know, and these kids love their pets. So we don't want to give them more information about our personal lives.
And even if they're trying to steal the dog and the dog is, say, not that friendly, if you go up and you know Stormy's name,
Right.
Stormy might connect with you a little bit more and think you're okay.
Definitely something
So,
to think
you
about.
know, the pet decals, you know, may not be something that you want to share, or maybe you don't want to have your pet's name on it or something along those lines. You know, if your spouse works a job that's often involves travel, for example, a military spouse, because I see these and they say proud military spouse.
And
And
we are,
I mean,
and
I can only
thankful.
imagine how proud they are because we're proud of the people in our, you know, armed forces. But it also kind of says that there may only be one adult in the house, and that could make you an easier target.
That's true. That's something to consider. And we are proud and we want people to know that, but you know, people do get deployed or are gone for a weekend and 2 weeks here, you know, so definitely something to consider.
Yeah, that might be something that people might want to choose just to share with their circle on social media. You know, if they've got a page where it's private and only their friends that they choose to be able to see their things can see it, they might want to share things like that.
Now, this last one that I want to talk about, I actually knew someone in high school that something happened to them because of this specific thing, but they had a personalized license plate, okay? And that's fun. However, but it's easier for people to memorize, you know, and if they want to target you, it's easy to know, okay, that's their car because that's their license plate. So you know, the person that I knew had her name like a nickname, shortened version, and a
Like
man,
sweet thing.
right? But this was like her actual name, just short, a
Oh,
short,
my gosh.
yes. And
Not
he,
that my license plate says sweet thing. Okay, go ahead.
well, he began to follow her and approached her and even followed her home from school several times. And approached her, and because he was able to know where she lived and knew where she went to school, he somehow, well, he knew where he could get, that was back when we had phone books and all that, he knew how to call
How old
her.
are you?
She was 16.
No, I said, how old are you?
How old am
Phone
I?
books.
Oh, I'm not 16. But you know, back
Obviously.
in the 90s, but because he followed her home, he was able to get the phone number and he called and started harassing her and her family and would call her by the name on the license plate. So it was really scary for
Oh,
them.
yeah, that does sound scary.
So you just want
So,
to be thinking about the information that you put out there. And one more thing I kind of want to touch on, and this is so fun. Like I love seeing all my
Well, the
kids.
personalized license plates are
They
fun.
are, right? But a lot of my friends, and you know, they have like the back to school chalkboards where you enter like
Oh, yes, they're
how
so
old you
cute.
are,
And you
and
can put like the first day of kindergarten versus the, you know, first day of middle
like
school.
their favorite book, what they want to be when they grow up, their teacher's name. Well, I also have recently, like you saw, this posting, I've seen one recently by another police department that basically said, if you want to do this, that's fine, but you need to black out their name, their age, their teacher's name, their school, because, you know, that's a whole lot of personal
You have a
information.
lot of information on those boards, and I've never
I
thought
hadn't even thought
about
of
it.
not either.
But you've got their grade, their teacher's name, my favorite hobby.
Yes.
You can
Where they go to
strike up
school.
so many conversations with a child to the point where they think it's okay. They think you know their parents
Right.
and it's okay to talk to you.
And those are fun. And the police department, the post I saw said, do this, just black out that information.
Yeah.
You know, that's for
You
you.
keep the
Like
picture for
you're,
yourself.
yeah, and
Yes.
you can still share the first day of
Share the
school.
picture.
Just
Just don't
black out
share
any
all the
personal
information.
information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really, you're just trying to show everybody how much they've grown or
And it's
what
fun to
they look
see
like
those.
today. Yes.
Yeah.
I love the first day of school pictures. I always love to see your kiddos
I
in their back to
know.
school
I'm like, I guess I
pictures.
should share one, huh?
Yes. You better put one up today. But
Fun.
all of my friends, I love to see that. I'm guilty. I shared them every year,
Yes.
when I had a child going to school. But we just want to keep them safe.
We do. And you know, all the stuff that you can put on your card, just be aware that that is a lot of information you ride around in that could affect you personally, you know, in your vehicle or your home when you're not there. So
Yeah.
we want to keep our children and ourselves and our homes and our cars safe.
Absolutely. This is good information, and we're thankful to those who shared this information that kind of inspired it. So, are we ready for this school year?
Girl,
What's
yes.
the toughest thing about going back to
Just
school?
getting back on that schedule, you know, in the summer, you know, we sleep, I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
They sleep late, they stay up late, you
Yeah.
know, we don't have that structure, but it's time to get back on
Well,
the
I can notice the difference in the traffic. Just getting to
Yeah.
work every morning, the traffic is so much heavier when school is in session. And so today, definitely hitting your
Oh,
traffic.
yes.
But the time has come, time to get back to
Yeah, it's an
learning.
exciting
So
time.
it is. Every year is a new beginning when school starts
Yes.
back. So happy first day to everybody. If you're not going this week, you probably started last week.
Yeah, or you're going
Or
soon.
you're going pretty soon. So thank you for listening. In the words of Bob Marley, live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Bye.